This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, world. Welcome to America Tonight, Kate Delaney. Once again, the world is rocked by tragic news. 77 people at least dead in Nice. Trucks ram a crowd. Terrorism, that's what the French press is saying at this point. Cowardly, barbaric. The UN Security Council, a couple of the terms that they've been throwing around in this terror attack in Nice in France. And the world is reacting to it now at this moment. Of course, this happened a few hours ago. I'm going to give you some of the details on what the story is there. But very depressing to see once again the world shattered by a horrific, horrific act and a mangled mess, without a doubt. In the meantime, on the campaign trail, the air is heavy with conversation over Donald Trump and who the VP pick will be, because that big announcement is set to happen on Friday, sometime probably during the morning after you've had a donut and a coffee. Look up and find out who it is that Donald Trump went with. A lot of people saying Mike Pence, that's who it's going to be. I'm not so convinced that that's who Donald Trump is going to settle on. Let's go to one of our pals at Talk Media News. I think it might be Justin Ducum. Is it Justin? Hello, is this Justin? Maybe not. I'm not sure.
Hi, hey, how are you?
It sounded like you were trying to string two tin cans together. What was going on over there?
I was trying to plug in my cell phone charger, but I didn't know I was connected online. I'm sorry about that.
You know what? There's a common problem that happens to all of us. I can't tell you how many times I'm in that situation, Justin, where I'm giving updates or something's happening, and somebody asked me to come on their show, and I'm doing the same thing that you're doing. I'm trying to plug in the charger. That is so funny. Not funny is what I started this show with, a terror attack in France, and they're saying at least 77 people dead. I know this happened later, but was there any reaction in D.C. to it?
You know, there was. There was the president coming out saying that this was a horrific act, you know, responding in that manner, condemning this as he usually does when we see instances that just grip the world's attention like this. We had Trump coming out and you know, saying that more must be done. He said that if he was president, he would declare war on ISIS, something that's actually been, you know, pending in Congress for quite some time, but that's kind of beyond the point. And then we had Hillary Clinton making the cable news rounds tonight as well, and speaking very forcefully on this issue, actually casting herself as a bit more of a hawk than Barack Obama, saying that, you know, she can guarantee a, you know, stronger response, you know, almost robust military response to a large extent if she is elected president, and on that front. And then we had Newt Gingrich, who is still being, you know, rumored to be a potential VP pick, despite the fact that now it looks like it's going to be Pence, coming out and saying that essentially this should be a time for, you know, the American government to start testing whether Muslims living in the U.S. or U.S. citizens are compliant with Sharia or whatnot. And, you know, applying fines to or, you know, charging people with felony if they visit ISIS sympathizing websites. So really just kind of running the gamut in terms of emotional, you know, responses. But, of course, you know, that can't really distract from the fact that this was a very, you know, tragic and very shocking instance that took place in Nice.
Boy, no kidding. And you have Newt Gingrich, who still is on the short list as the VP potentially, even though, like you said, it seems like it's leaning toward Mike Pence. But Newt came out and said, deport everyone who agrees with Sharia law. And I think we're going to see more of that kind of conversation if somebody wants to go hard right. Even Congressman Pete King said we have to surveil Muslim communities. So the gloves are off and the rhetoric is getting red hot again, isn't it?
It certainly is. And, you know, these kind of responses are from people who have said similar things in the past. You know, of course, Trump has his Muslim ban. But what's not really talked about as much is that Pete King has been calling for, you know, strict observation of Muslim communities for quite some time, trying to, you know, root out homegrown radicalism at its source within U.S. communities. That was actually a pretty controversial series of hearings that he had on that topic. And then Gingrich, when he was running last time around, actually proposed holding loyalty panels for Muslims living within the U.S. so that they could essentially be judged by their peers to, you know, determine whether or not they should be held within the trust of the U.S. So regardless, you know, very heated rhetoric coming out at this moment.
Oh boy, no kidding. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, aren't our folks in Congress getting ready for a 7-week break?
Yep, today was the last press conference before the August recess for House Speaker Paul Ryan, and essentially they are getting ready to leave town. You know, there's a lot of questions over why they are necessarily leaving when there still is really quite a lot on the agenda for Congress, for both houses, for both chambers, rather, to complete. You know, Ryan defended himself today, essentially saying that he has, you know, met some success when it comes to combating opioid abuse, when it comes to, you know, funding educational programs and whatnot. But overall, there still are a lot of people who are scratching their heads wondering what exactly they've really done to earn this recess.
Yep. Yeah. What have they done? What have they done for us lately? I got you. I think the big news is going to be the Trump deal, and if he picks Pence or goes in a different direction, that'll be interesting. And, of course, sadly, what's happened, this deadly terror attack in France on Thursday, and I think the death toll is going up. It's up to, like, 80 now. Justin Duckham, thanks so much for joining us, as always.
Thank you so much. You have a good one.
So you heard Justin talk about Congress. I asked him about Congress recessing for the 7 weeks, and this is it. So pretty much, you know, it's like you have Congressman Kevin Brady, who says that Trump's on the same path as the House Republicans on tax reform. We're going to start to see more of that. How about the RNC asking Adelson for $6 million to help foot the convention bill? And, of course, he's the guy with the big bucks, the billionaire casino mogul, Sheldon Adelson, who has the money. In fact, he's talking about $1.4 billion for the Vegas stadium for the Oakland Raiders. So everybody's got their hand out for him. So who did he want to be the VP? I'd say that would matter a lot because he pulls a lot of strings because he has a lot of money. Frankly, that's what the deal is. Maybe he can help Illinois. Did you see this story? And I'll tell you about it right here from the get-go. Illinois faces $8 billion in a budget deficit. It just seems to get worse and worse there. Who's running the store? A spokesperson for the governor says that report that Illinois is going to build up an $8 billion spending deficit this year shows that the Republicans' agenda, they're saying, for changing the state's business climate is so necessary because this is how it got in this situation in the first place. They want to change laws to boost the economy by reducing business costs and union power. They're saying, Republicans there are saying, look, this is the problem. This is why we're in this situation. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, a conversation with Amy Ridenour about the congressional Democrats using the safety of the U.S. Senate to attack conservative and public policy groups on skepticism. Stay with us.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
To see you when I wake up is a gift.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. We'll have more on what's happening in France as we move through the show. Terror attack, 80 dead is the latest count that we have, and we're talking about really barbaric cowards who plowed through a group of people, and I mean, just awful, awful stuff. So as we veer in a different direction in our virtual green room right now, one of my favorite people, actually, she's been on the show a couple of times. It's been a while, though. Amy Ridenour joins us, and for a very, very interesting reason, to talk about, what's going on with the use of, you know, the climate change. In other words, the senators who were working on the climate change issue as they're getting ready to leave, and the National Center for Public Policy Research, of course, Amy's group, is saying that, I mean, this is ridiculous. They have to prove they're not hypocrites, and this is on the heels of a just wrapped up 2-day marathon on the Senate floor condemning lots of conservative and free market policy groups for, it's true, for not endorsing the global warming theory. Amy, thanks so much for coming on. It's good to talk to you again.
Yes, it's been too long. I always enjoy speaking with you.
So let's dive into this. Let's talk about climate change and what just happened with this, as you pointed out in a press release, and it's true, it was a marathon. So what's going on here, and why the attack of the free market policy groups?
Simple, really. The left wing has been getting billions of dollars in favor of researching climate change or for lobbying for climate change or more nefariously for loans and grants to organizations to produce green energy, which then go bankrupt and waste the taxpayers' money. But they haven't been getting anywhere because the global warming theory has not been coming true. We're now 28 years into its big announcement of 1988. They do global warming models in which they say, you know, by X year there won't be any ice in the Arctic, or by X year the temperature will be such and such, or Miami will be underwater, and it never happens. And so the public is no longer buying it for obvious reasons. So what they've tried to do now is step up their game, which is really sort of stepping it down, by trying to make it illegal, and I literally mean that word, illegal to criticize the global warming theory. And the way they're doing that is they're saying it's a RICO violation for anyone who ever got a donation from industry, which means pretty much every think tank has gotten at least something from somebody in industry.
Right.
If someone in industry has ever opposed the global warming theory, even if they're in favor of it now, as it happens, then they must be getting the money for fraudulent purposes to trick the public, which thereby is also tricking investors, which would be securities fraud. It would be a conspiracy for securities fraud, so therefore it's a RICO violation. So all those things would be put on someone who did nothing more than express their own opinion or the opinion of their think tank that the global warming theory isn't accurate. So they're criminalizing free speech, and that's what the 19 senators, and that's scary to think, 19 U.S. senators want to criminalize free speech, but they're on the floor of the Senate for 2 days this week to call on people to not take donations from industry, also not to take them from philanthropic foundations, because to do so supposedly is a RICO violation.
Wow. And you said, I thought this was brilliant when you pointed out, you say, you know, if they're not hypocrites, then there's a couple of things that they need to do to prove they're not hypocrites, right? And what do you say that should happen?
Well, we said three things. The first is that since they spent 2 days on the Senate floor going over the donors to something like two dozen conservative and free market organizations, they should reveal who their donors are. I mean, it's just what's good for the goose is good for the gander. The second thing is that, as most people are probably not aware, you can say anything you want on the floor of the House or Senate if you're a senator or a congressman, and you are not subject to the libel laws or the slander laws. So they could say all kinds of things about people who disagree with the global warming theory because they were on the Senate floor. So the second thing we said is go outside the Senate floor and say it again, because then we can sue you for libel. And then the third thing is we said that they should list all the donors they have who have a conflict of interest. In other words, all the donors that are getting money for their green businesses, loans, to start a green business, to have wind energy, whatever. We've all heard of Solyndra and numerous other cases where these, you know, multi-million dollar businesses or hundreds of millions of dollar businesses go under because the business model isn't there. It's just taking taxpayer money. So we're saying, you know, anybody who's giving you donations, who is getting money back in the form of loans or grants for green energy, you know, just make it public. I mean, it's illegal, but make it public. We haven't heard from a single one of these guys that they're going to do any of this, and they won't, at least not unless their constituents demand it, because their donors are working with them to do this. You know, they'd rather go home. They're not doing this for any other reason than their donors want them to.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too. You know, you say this, the National Center didn't get any funding from ExxonMobil for some years until 8 years ago because there was an attack there about that. And you talk about ExxonMobil saying that the funding would be discontinued unless we joined with the liberals and adopted the position on global warming. So there's now also this other side of it, right? And do you feel as though you're being singled out?
Well, no, we're not being singled out, I don't think, except in the sense that we're one of several dozen organizations they're singling out. But do let me tell that story to everyone, because I think it's something people should remember and will probably find striking. The ExxonMobil Corporation changed its position on global warming around 2008. That's not recently, you know. That's 8 years ago. They changed their position on it, and they did that because the House and Senate were about to turn Democratic, and the presidency was about to go to a Democrat. I mean, it was all politics, but still, they changed their position, and they had donated to us for something like 8 years before that. But they said, you have to change your position on global warming and become one of, frankly, take the liberal position, or we're going to stop donating to you because we'll look like we're not sincere if we still donate to you. So we said, no, we're not changing our position to get a donation. You know, that's blackmail, bribery, prostitution. You pick your bad word. We're not doing that. We're keep your money. We're going to still say the global warming theory hasn't been coming true and that the things that the Democrats and the liberals want to do to fight global warming will kill jobs. They hurt the poor more than the rich. You know, it's just bad policy. So we said no. But here's the big irony. The 19 senators this week are still on the floor saying that anybody who gets a donation from ExxonMobil is doing it to be paid to oppose the global warming theory when Exxon is refusing to donate to people who don't believe the global warming theory. So it's so backwards. It's layer on layer on layer of illogic. But they don't care because if their donors want to see them on the Senate floor blasting us and we'll continue to give them in some cases $100 million grants, donations to the Democratic National Committee and whatnot, they'll take it. They don't care what they have to say to get money like that.
Yeah. Crazy. I'm so glad that you're out there and you're holding their feet to the fire. Amy Ridenour, chairman of the National Center for Public Policy Research. We appreciate the time.
Thank you very much.
And as they have often said, and you know, we've had so many on from the NCPPR, if you will, and that's not really the acronym they use, but the National Center for Public Policy Research. It is interesting in what she's talking about, the fact of these marathons, and then ultimately looking, peeling back the onion to see where the money's going and, you know, the donations, etc., the companies that agree with the global warming theory, as well as the philanthropic foundations with no known interest in the topic, as pretty much it's out there, the evidence that the so-called denier organizations are being paid to fight the left on climate issues. So what a hornet's nest. Kicking the hornet's nest, I think, though, is important. And thank goodness that there are absolutely that there are groups out there doing that. And that's just one of them, certainly. And it's ridiculous. I think the senator should provide a list. They should provide listed donations given by companies that agree with global warming and the foundations as well that don't have an interest in the topic. So to me, that is important. Turn that over. Let us see that and let's see where the conflict lies. I think it would be right there in front of us in black and white without a doubt. Coming back, we're going to talk about the terrible terror attack in France. This was Bastille Day when the French celebrate their post-French Revolution Republic. So the fact that it happened then, not good. Police shot, by the way, and killed the driver, but now it's all about finding out more details. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1682.
America. Weep for France. Innocent lives lost. Boy, just cowardly is the best word to use for this. It really is. So here's what happened. It was Bastille Day. There was a big crowd. A large truck plows through the crowd. So French President François Hollande calls it a terror attack. We're up to 80 people who have died at this point. The driver first shot a gun into the crowd before driving along the Promenade des Achilles and the main street in Nice, and then mowed down more people who had gathered to watch the fireworks. Eventually, the cops killed the driver, and they say they can't, you know, Hollande said, we can't deny that it's a terror attack. The choice of the day, Bastille Day, French celebrating all over the place. It's a symbol of liberty. It's a very big day there. So far, no group has claimed responsibility. Anti-terror prosecutors have taken over the investigation. So And our president, as you heard at the top when Justin and I were talking about it, had a statement, said we stand in solidarity and partnership, you know, with France, our oldest ally, and as they respond to and recover from the attack. I mean, this is just so ridiculously familiar, this territory. What a week, eh? And what a couple of weeks, actually. They're trying to figure out now whether the identity card of the 31-year-old truck driver, you know, that was found in the truck cab, whether that card matches the body of the driver. They're increasing the security, of course. They're in a state of emergency. And they're going to extend that through 3 months. The streets were just thick with people when the attack happened. About 100 people were injured. So not just the people dead, but 100 people injured. One witness described bodies of the dead lying in the street, covered in blue tarps, marked so emergency trucks and ambulances didn't run over them. That is horrific. So, so many dead people, mass chaos on a big celebratory day, and then just praying that also the people that are dead aren't run over. And, you know, again, at this point, nobody has claimed responsibility for it, but just very, very chaotic. And it goes to identifying who the people are. The U.S. consulate advised U.S. citizens in Nice to call family and friends if they're safe, because they're trying to determine still if any U.S. citizens were injured or killed in that. And, I mean, just, of course, awful. So other areas are stepping up security in the United States. New York Governor Cuomo stepped up security to high-profile locations, airports, bridges, tunnels. And this is what we do now at this point. And you think of Nice. It's on the Mediterranean. It's about 580 miles from Paris. It's just a beautiful area, incredible area, on a lot of people's bucket list, frankly. And a day where you do have a lot of foreigners that visit, Bastille Day, because it's a happy day. It's like visiting the United States when we've got 4th of July going on. So this is awful, and they're trying to sort it out. I think more details will start to trickle in as we move through the weekend, but a terrible, terrible, terrible thing for all those people in France, and a massive, massive loss of life when you're talking about, you know, that many people, of course, not good in any sense of the word. Of course, it's not good. It's terrible. The thing that's interesting as we kind of scatter shoot here is now going back to what's happening in the United States when we look at what happened last week in Dallas with the five officers, and those funerals were all finishing up today, not too far from where our satellite facility is. Some of them were open to the public because a lot of people in the public wanted to be able to be there, to feel as though they were supporting families. And really, frankly, in Dallas, it's still all about recovering from this terrible bounce, from this terrible thing that's happened to the police department. And the questions are hanging in the air about the gunman and why was he honorably discharged from the Army. He went to the service. He enlisted in 2009. He was deployed to Afghanistan late in 2013. He left the military in 2015, and in between there was a sexual harassment suit filed against him, or a claim filed against him, believed to be from an officer, although that's really not corroborated. But supposedly she had to get a protective order for her family and did tell the military, the Army, did tell them that he was troubled and he needed help, thought he needed mental health evaluation, needed to be evaluated. So whenever we see an unbelievable event take place, the first thing we start to look at in putting the pieces together is, were there red flags? Did anybody know? What do friends say? Did anybody know this guy? What could possibly lead him to do what he did? But an attorney appointed by the military to represent Micah Johnson in this harassment case speculated last week that his behavioral record could be more serious. The attorney says now he's under strict orders not to discuss the matter with reporters, so he is mum. They say they're reviewing all the records. That's it. He was in the Army Reserve for 6 years before the July 7th sniper attack, which killed the five police officers. And they're, again, looking at the records and trying to determine the situation there. And all they did last week was release a summary of his record, just saying he got awards, you know, pedestrian awards that you would get for being there for service, that kind of thing. But the question always hangs in the balance, and it's the question we always want to know, why? And it's often the question we never get to find out. And as for these family members, do they care about the person himself? No, they care that they cannot replace the lost father's, husband's, son's, brother's, cousins, what all the family ties that are lost in this, and not to mention friends. And you can definitely see that with this group of police officers, how tight they were, as often is the case in these kind of jobs and long hours and, you know, whatnot. So it wasn't just about the family, all those family ties, and then on top of that, the ties with the community and the ties with other police officers. But as they figure all of that out and piece this together, I think they're not going to find out. I mean, ultimately, and I just don't think you're going to find out that there's something, I mean, that there's a why, that they're going to find the why. Because the parents don't know why. The ex-friends or younger friends have no idea. He seemed fine. People that he knew in the neighborhood say they had no idea. There are just a few people that would say, well, he was upset about Black Lives and he was upset about what had happened. I mean, the relationship with the police officers and African Americans, what had happened in Minneapolis or St. Paul, and that really pushed him in a different direction, that he was different when he came back from the military and whatnot. But I'm going to say we still are left with the question that we cannot answer. You know, just the question we just can't answer. Coming up on America Tonight, they did what? Pokemon is dangerous. And the Game of Thrones leading the charge in the Emmys, if you care about award shows, but leading the charge Emmy-wise with massive amounts of nominations. How many they win in the end? Who cares? But the fact is, people like Game of Thrones. I am a throne person myself. I just finished watching the finale a couple days ago, and it's gotten quite interesting to me. Some of you are listening and saying, I have no idea what she's talking about. What's a Pokemon? What's Game of Thrones? All that and so much more coming up next. Stay with us here on America Tonight.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
America Tonight. You want to hit us up? And you can't pound on the phone lines at 855-266-2283. Then you can send us an email at americatonight.net. The big story is another terror attack, this time Nice in France. Bastille Day, sad. Lots of people on the street plowed into. 80 dead, 100 wounded. Those numbers could change. Two Americans died, by the way. So two American casualties in the mix of this horrific, despicable, cowardly act. No identification for sure yet on the driver, although he was taken out, and nobody has claimed responsibility for the act yet at this point, anyway. I mentioned that I was going to talk about a couple of things that jumped up on my radar, certainly before what had happened in Nice earlier in the day. And I'm going to go there. This Pokemon Go deal. Have you heard about Pokemon Go? I mean, it's everywhere. Unfortunately, what's happened is this kind of craze has led to safety concerns because of how some people are using this game. I had a friend who's got two kids said, I think I'm going to take this Pokemon Go deal. I'm going to go do it. But they've had drivers having accidents because they're distracted. They've had a crazy trespassing. But this Nintendo Pokemon Go has just exploded. It has just exploded. There were two guys that were playing the game that had to be rescued after they fell off a 90-foot ocean bluff in California. Lucky to be alive. They've had people that have driven off the road, as I mentioned, but there's massive media coverage on this. And so I think because of it, people thought it was just a hoax, but it's not. The reality game lets players capture digital creatures at real locations using their smartphones. So digital items that can be used within the game can be found at poke spots, which are located often at real landmarks. So there have been a bunch of trespassing incidents that have been linked to the game. There were three teenagers that were stopped at the nuclear power plant in Ohio, the Perry nuclear power plant, when they trespassed pursuing Pokemon characters. There have been police departments that have warned about it. You know, somebody, a San Francisco cop, posted something that said, as you battle, train, and capture your Pokemon, just remember you're still in the real world. And I that is a problem. People are forgetting that. There's been robberies, accidents. There have been these robberies where suspects have used the game to lure victims in. There was something on the Texas A&M police blotter that said, illegally parked car was struck from behind, airbags deployed in the second car, first driver had exited to catch a Pokemon. Are you kidding me? If that's like the last thing we need, people don't have an attention span already and already distracted drivers. There was a woman in western Pennsylvania that said her 15-year-old daughter was hit by a car while playing the game and crossing a busy highway. She had an injury to a collarbone and a foot, cuts and bruises. She's lucky she wasn't killed. Texas Tech University is putting signs up all over the place warning that Pokemon Go players could be putting their lives in danger. And the Pokemon user is the liable person if they're trespassing or doing anything else. And here's the deal. A warning from Pokemon Go pops up every time the app is open, telling players to be aware of their surroundings. They have to agree to the fine print, saying they can't enter private property without permission. But, yeah, like they're caring about that? I mean, look. This game has become so popular, nobody's caring about Twitter, Pandora, Google Hangouts, Spotify, whatever your, you know, addiction is. It has switched to Pokemon. Ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, it is kind of cool, but of course people are not going to pay attention and they're going to follow it and follow it almost off a cliff. I mean, Just use common sense, right? You would think. But if your head's down the whole time, you're watching the Pokemon thing, I guess you're not paying attention to where you're going. You're just trying to get where you're going, and that's it. All right, this is ridiculous. This is a give-me-a-break moment. How about a couple accused of sending their kids into a California desert as punishment? Go to the desert. No water, no candy, no nothing for you. Survive in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. Oh, no, that's a different book. Survive in the desert for as long as you can. That is your punishment. Whatever happened to standing in the corner? Whatever happened to a time out? And I know this area, 29 Palms, California. So a homeless couple arrested after the three young children were punished by being sent into the desert. And this gets worse. So, yeah, they were sent out there without water or shoes. Are you kidding me? Ever walk in a desert? That terrain is the worst. You know how old these kids were? And I have been to this area. It's Palm Springs. It's right there. It's hotter than you could possibly imagine, especially this time of year. I've been there this time of year. You know how old the kids were? 7, 6, and 5. Luckily, they didn't have to have medical treatment. Someone spotted them near a road and called 911. So they should arrest those parents. I mean, that's ridiculous. Who does that? I don't get it. There's a zillion ways to punish a kid if you want to, and that is certainly not one of them. Watch out for the snakes. I hope you're okay. Oh, but by the way, the temperatures, the parents said, you know, it wasn't that bad. It was in the, like, mid-90s. It's not that bad. It's not like 105 degrees or anything. I mean, what's a 95? That's like nothing, right? So what's the big deal? So now the couple is arrested on child abuse charges, and good luck with that. It's not going to be easy. Let's put it that way. Terrible. They should make them walk around without their shoes and no water. Make them see how long they can go. Put a clock on it. I guarantee it's not going to be very far. I mentioned Game of Thrones. I am a watcher. I just mentioned I went through the finale. 23 Emmy nods. That show has so many twists, and there's so many people killing so many other people. But power, blood, fantasy, it rules. Of course it does. The People versus O.J. Simpson was close behind with 22. 22. Lots of people were recognized. It's an interesting year for television. Game of Thrones, Mr. Robot, compete with Better Call Saul, Homeland, and House of Cards, The Americans, and Downton Abbey. It was the farewell season for them. How about that? Might be a tough year to figure out who they're handing out the awards to. I mean, do you even watch these shows? September 18th, it's broadcast. Jimmy Kimmel is the host. I don't know. I think people do, because we live in such a celebrity-crazed culture. I bet you they do pretty decent ratings-wise. I'm not saying huge, huge ratings, but maybe even better than on a normal night. Our hearts, our prayers, our thoughts go to the people in France and all the people affected by that terror attack in Nice on Bastille Day. 80 people plus dead. More than 100 injured. My, oh my. Thanks for listening.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.